placed them, and he sung them. he sings them. Yeah, all over Florida, and beautiful stories. That is composition. What a great afternoon, eh? It's nice, it's not too hot, very peaceful. Okay.
I want to start with one, a Florida song I wrote about why and how a lot of us end up here looking for a better life. This is called Orphans of the Wind. We're like pilgrims on a journey, marching in a silent band. One by one we've heard the calling of this newer, brighter land. To this land of new beginnings, to the sailor's journey's end. Seeking haven, seeking harbor, come we, orphans of the wind. Through a time of time uncounted, o'er buffalo's uncharted ways. To this land of sand and flower, to this land of blue sky days. Come we, children of the spirit, walking soft on buckskin feet. To this land without a name, striding to an inner beat. We're like pilgrims on a journey, marching in a silent band. One by one we've heard the calling of this newer, brighter land. To this land of new beginnings, to the sailor's journey's end. Seeking haven, seeking harbor, come we, orphans of the wind. Through a time uncounted, whether earlier or late, we're all following the sun, and at our back the winds of fate. We have heard the grass is greener, we have seen the other side. We're all caught up in a dream, this ever-flowing human tide. Oh, we're like pilgrims on a journey, marching in a silent band. One by one we've heard the calling of this newer, brighter land. To this land of new beginnings, to the sailor's journey's end. Seeking haven, seeking harbor, come we, orphans of the wind.
Thank you. This next song I wrote so that we might hopefully appreciate what we have here in Florida. I mean, we don't have changing seasons like our neighbors to the north, but we do have various shades of green. I wrote a song called 10,000 Shades of Green. Maybe, hopefully, we'll just kind of notice around us and appreciate all the different colors of green that we have. All across this flowered land, from the bloodstained sand, there's a greenest ever seen. On every bough and crest, God has surely blessed us with 10,000 shades of green. Every hill and glade, you'll find every shade, the greenest ever seen. Find there a ray, and every hue display, 10,000 shades of green. 10,000 shades. Summer's dreams fall to winter shades. Thank you. Maybe the next time you're driving down the road or just out for a walk or whatever, you might look around you and appreciate what we have. This song is called "This Is My Florida." Kind of my own personal state song. It kind of talks about a lot of the scenery of Florida and the Florida folk scene in particular. A real short chorus. If you feel like jumping in on the chorus, feel free to do so. I'll start with a chorus, and then anytime you want to join in on the chorus, just jump right in there. Song. It's a song called "God Bless This Florida Sand." It's just as in appreciation of what we have. Still and feel the general
dance along with the sunlight through the trees. Florida sand, God bless this Florida sand. This is my land, and it's where I'll make my stand on this Florida sand.
Depart from the usual program here and do a Jim Belew song. This Sunday would have been Jim's birthday. He would have been 49 this Sunday, and he gave us a lot of beautiful music, and I'd like to do one of his. I want to ask a friend of mine to come up and help me with some harmony on this, and actually more of a duet. She's going to sing a verse or two. This is a song that Jim wrote upon meeting his wife, Mary, who he eventually married. And this is a song called Chance Meeting. It just kind of indicates the kind of writing that Jim did and giving us a little page of life to think about and look at. One day while pausing on a sidewalk, saw an old acquaintance walking by. I remembered her name. Thought I
I saw true pleasure in her eye. Perhaps reflected pleasure from my eye.
We sat beside the mountain for a moment. We called some other friends we both had known. We were hurled into the past, to a world recalled so fast. We must have both felt older and alone. I knew we'd felt regret, the time had flown.
You might be walking along any given byway, when an old friend from the past might reappear. Time or inclination, but this chance meeting just might serve to bring you near. And then we turned to talk of recent matters, pleasures and concerns just briefly spanned. Then we spoke of when and meet again, parted with a gentle touch of hands. Then we went our ways each had planned.
You might be walking along in a given byway, when a figure from the future might appear. Just don't let this chance slip through your fingers, and this chance meeting just might serve to bring you near. Chance meetings such as this don't happen often. When they do, it's like a planet sees. A memory isn't much, nothing there. Touch. A word of comfort now is what we need. An arm of comfort now is all we need. You might be walking along any given byway, when an old friend from the past might reappear. If you just don't let this chance slip through your fingers, chance meeting just might serve to bring you near. If you just don't let this chance slip through your fingers, then this chance meeting just might serve to bring you near.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm a bit remiss here. I didn't introduce my duet partner. This is Lee Meshlin, also from Orlando. Thank you. I want to pick it up a little bit here and depart from the Florida song theme and do a love song. This is called Dance of a Lifetime, and if you listen closely to the words, you may find a line or two that you can relate to.
Ours is a dance of a lifetime, in a lifetime of chance. When you hear just being there together was all that we desired. Fell to the spell of the spirit, let our lives unfold. Sweet abandon and surrender was a manna for our soul. Was a manna.
Song. You're going to end with one I wrote about the Florida Panther. This is called Paw Prints in the Sand, kind of drawing on the fragile nature of anything in the sand, and the old love letters in the sand thing. This is Paw Prints in the Sand. In a deadly kind of silence that is all across the land, to the haven on Big Cypress I have come to make a stand. Are you listening? Can you hear me? Just before the dawn, hear my scream break the silence. Will you wake up? And I'll be gone. Paw prints in the sand. I am running for as more trees begin to fall, being pushed into a corner with my back against the wall. Are you listening? Can you hear me? For I'm nearly out of breath. Hear my scream break the silence, for my days is life or death. Dark image now is clouded, for I see through misty eyes. Come and run now with my spirit, this proud panther never cries. Are you listening? Can you hear me? Know this before I'm through, for surely with my passing goes a little bit. Deadly kind of silence that is all across the land, to the haven of Big Cypress I have come to make a stand. Are you listening? Can you hear me? Know this before I'm through, for surely with my passing goes a little bit. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I've enjoyed sharing my music. Stick around. I think we got Jeannie coming up. Yeah. Yes. Stick around. Listen to Jeannie. You'll not regret it.
Thank you. Thank you, Ken. All right. It's getting a little dark, but you're going to have the pleasure of listening to Jeannie. Jeannie's been coming here for, ready for it? 28 years. Isn't that great?
And I'm getting old and gray.
No, she isn't. And I want you to know that Jeannie is going to entertain you for the next half hour. And it's going to be tradition and past and present. And again, folk tales that make you so happy and bring so much peace around you when you hear those folk songs. So here is Jeannie.
Thank you. That's nice. Thank you. Well, I'll start with a song that should make you happy. This is about lye soap, and hidden in the song, well, actually not hidden at all, is the recipe for lye soap. Sometimes at the Florida Folk Festival, we do have people making soap or selling lye soap. And not too long ago, I was playing in a school, and I was demonstrating the children how lye soap was used in the past. And when it was all over, a little boy came up to me and he said, "Can I have one of those bars of soap?" I had three bars with me, and I said, "Well, certainly, go ahead, I'll let you have one, but promise me that you won't wash your face with it." He says, "Okay." When I think back to the good old days, when life was ruled by the simple ways, it was time to work, time to pray, time to make money, and time to play. Well, we'd rise in the morning from the old moss bed to the smell of grandma's baking bread, and her yelling at the boys, making all the noise, chopping and a hollering by the old woodshed. And mama, she swore on the children that she bore there was nothing wrong with being poor. Well, there's good and bad, no in between. God loves us all as long as we're clean. Inspired me to write this one. Well, she stood by the kettle as the day went by, stirring a brew with smoke-filled eyes. A quart of water, 6 pounds of lard, a wood fire burning, got it boiling hard. Then more water was added with a can of lye. She sang to herself just to pass the time by. She stirred and it thickened and it boiled a while. I knew it was ready when my mama smiled. Lye soap, and scrapes and sunburn pain, use it over and over and over and over again. Well, the times were hard and the living was rough. Neighbors would come round often enough to barter and trade, pray and hope that mama would sell them her own size soap. 'Cause a slip of the tongue and the secret got out. Folks were always talking about how I caught all the brim, crappy and snook, with mama's lye soap on the end of my hook. Lye soap, it'll never fail you, lye soap. Good for holiday ails you, rashes and scrapes and sunburn pain. Use it over and over and over and over again. Thank you. I want you to know that several years ago, the record trout out of a lake in Mountain Home, Arkansas, was caught on lye soap. I didn't make that up. Well, when I first started singing at the Florida Folk Festival, I did 99% of my music was traditional music. And I've never lost the love of traditional music. So I always like to include a few songs, especially when I'm at the Florida Folk Festival. This is a combination of a couple of, actually three songs. Normally, you can pull these old songs out of the past and you can say they're still appropriate today, they're timeless. But you can't say that about these songs, as you will see. Heart is a fortune. Of all womankind, she's always controlled. She's always confined, controlled by her parents until she's a bride, a slave to her husband for the rest of her life. Mother, I would marry. Yes, I would be a bride, and I would have a young man forever at my side. For if I had a young man, oh, how happy I would be. For I'm tired and oh, so weary of my singularity. And this is what her mother tells her. Whistle, daughter, whistle, and you shall have a cow. But I cannot whistle, mother, I guess I don't know how. But if I had a young man, oh, how happy I would be. For I'm tired and oh, so weary of my singularity. Whistle, daughter, whistle, and you shall have some sheep. But I cannot whistle, mother, I can only weep. But if I had a young man, oh, how happy I would be. For I'm tired and oh, so weary of my singularity. And then finally, she says what her daughter wants to hear. She says, whistle, daughter, whistle, and you shall have a man. But I cannot whistle, mother. You impudent little daughter, what makes you whistle now? I'd rather whistle for a man than for a sheep or cow. Hard is the fortune of all womankind. She's always controlled, she's always confined, controlled by her parents until she's a bride, a slave to her husband for the rest of her to wash, laundry to do. Now that I'm married, Lord, I've got it all to do. Oh, Lord, don't I wish I was a single girl again. Oh, Lord, Well, I think I'm going to remember some old friends. Tomorrow, Sunday night, we're going to have a memorial little concert for our old dear friend, Cousin Thelma. And perhaps some of you don't know who she is, who she was. She was what we called she was the folk festival, actually. I remember when I first came here, she was that little old white-haired lady, and until she died in December, she was still that little old white-haired lady. I never knew her when she had red hair. But she was just truly dynamic. She was the director of this festival for many years, and she emceed from morning till night all through the weekend on the main stage. And she scolded people. She praised people. She told fantastic stories. She was just a wonderful, unforgettable lady. And I think what I'll do is a song that she used to dearly love. Of course, she loved traditional music, and she did not allow any of the girls on stage without dresses. And I know that that doesn't exist anymore, that old traditional dress code. And she really loved beautiful traditional music. And this is one in particular that I sang. I might have sung the first year I was here. I'm not really sure. But it so happened that I sang it early one Sunday, and then later in the day, a young man sang another version of this song, and he said that he wrote it. And I remember Cousin Thelma getting up on the stage, and she did not know him. She had just introduced him, and she had not known him before, and she said, "I have you know that you did not write that, young man. Someone else sang the same song earlier today." But she could get away with that. Nobody else could. Anyway, this is a pseudo hymn that was never really performed in churches. It was performed in the old playhouses. Joseph was an old man. An old man was he when he married sweet Mary in the town of Galilee. When he married sweet Mary in the town of Galilee. And Mary said to Joseph, so meek and so mild, Joseph, gather me some cherries, for I am with child. Joseph, gather me some cherries, for I am with child. Then Joseph, he flew in anger. In anger flew he. Let he who brought thee with baby gather cherries for thee. Let he who brought thee with baby gather cherries for thee. Then up spoke baby Jesus from his mother's womb. Bend thee down the tallest tree that my mother might have some. Bend thee down the tallest tree that my mother might have some. Then bent down the tallest tree and touched Mary's hand. And Mary said to Joseph, see, I have cherries at my command. And Mary said to Joseph, I have cherries at my command. Frank and Ann Thomas, who are going to be recipients tomorrow of a Folk Heritage Award, are two of the greatest songwriters we have in Florida, and I don't really think they know how really wonderful their songs are. And there's one in particular that Frank wrote that I particularly love to sing. And I think Frank has noticed that a lot of other people are singing this same song, and he said one day, you know, I don't understand why people like this song so much. It's just a song about cowboys. And I said, you're wrong, Frank, because it's a song about everybody. It's a song about all of us. His beard may be stubble like a cut of a sugarcane field. His clothes may be dirty, but the look in his eyes that you know he won't heal. He's from a breed that has died, but he has survived, though the world he once knew is gone. He's an old cracker cowman existing a long way from home. And dirt under the tent so you don't get wet. Oh, Bon Marzell, he's gone, but the legend lives on. Jake Summerlin and old Sam King, the beginning and the ending of an era now gone. Men like Doc Norman somehow let the bottle get him down. These old Florida cowboys are like eagles tied to the ground. And dirt bites scream over land that used to be scrub cow terrains. And interstate highways have taken the place of old Mr. Flagler's reigns. And condos rise from the land in space. how it all passed him by. Thank you. Now, whom should I sing to? How about if I turn this way? My own songs?
Yeah, you write wonderful songs.
Do you have a particular one you'd like to hear? Do you remember?
Do you remember the one you did about your teenage son a few years ago down the hallway?
Do you mean do I remember all the words? I could try it. It's been a while since I've done it. Sometimes songs like that have a way of staying with you, because they're truly from the heart. She's talking about a song I wrote about teenagers, and actually I wrote it for my son when he was 16. I wrote it one afternoon, one very frustrating afternoon, and it took me about 2 hours. The words just sort of flowed out on this song. Normally it takes me months to write a song. Perhaps you can relate to this if you have teenagers at home, or if you're a teenager, or if you've been a teenager. Oh, it's tough to be a parent when a teenager's what you got. Never mind what you've been reading or the basics you've been taught. New rules and regulations begin at age 16, and those gentle, peaceful, cherished times come few and far between. And the parent becomes the enemy, the very scourge of his existence, who imposes threats and punishments with perseverance and persistence, and who takes the upper hand in all matters of importance, like food, are soon forgotten when the hormones start to flow. And it's not just changing voices or body parts that grow. The boy thinks he's a man with all privileges therefrom. He has little use for authority and little use for mom. My role as his caretaker is insignificant and worthless, paltry and important, immaterial and useless. Except at times when my position is both respected and revered, like birthdays, Christmas, and the first of the month. There's a little said between us, it's not easy to relate or speak in his own. But no matter how I choose my words, he argues anyway, in exotic hybrid dialect, unusual and strange. Familiar words are altered and phrases rearranged, a variety of a language peculiar to the young, like you got snaked, you're hating. Used to be pretty popular, and the other day my son came up with a new word, and it was Richter. He disappears into his bedroom to avoid new confrontations. He spends much time away from home just venting his frustrations. He reprimands and nags me till he has had his fill. Looks don't kill his criticizing will. We're opposing sides in battle, in a war which can't be won, between a battered battered, shattered mother and her harsh, demanding son. A simple sign of love is all I ever see. But his idea of affection is a turning of the cheek. And you know what he said the other day, and this is very true. He said, "You know what, Mom? If you weren't my mother, you'd be ugly." I always follow that one with this real short song, and I'll close my set with this one. I know it's tough to be a teenager when a parent's what you got, too. And so quickly they grow up and go away, and you really don't remember all those bad things.
That was very nice, very spiritual. She's creative, and I think you all will agree with that. She's very creative. Let's give her a hand again. Thank you. All right. Our last group for tonight. Is it okay? They are the 97th. I asked them why they have given themselves that name. And he said to me, because it was 96 before him. So I'm going to let him explain that to you.
Right.
All right? So you are there now for a real treat. Let's see.
They brought extra corn.
Woo-hoo. punch in, so if you want to swing your bench around here or move that bench in.
Start a small fire, that's okay.
Sound experience to have us coming back of you.
I don't know, that's usually how we go for their wallets, is from behind.
A sailor song.
Oh, a sailor song.
Sure,
that's... No, why?
I have my naval mic.
Whoa. Yeah, you do.
That one I don't need.
La la la.
Why
don't you back up? Just a whisper. Maybe not. Mr. Microphone, is this?
Mr. Microphone.
Yes. Ronco Popeil, Mr. Microphone. Have fun at parties. Amuse your friends. Confuse your parents. I guess we're starting. There it is.
We are a band of brothers and native to the soil. We're fighting for our liberty with treasure, blood, and toil. And when our rights were threatened, the cry rose near and far. Hurrah for the bonnie blue flag that bears a single star. Hurrah, hurrah for southern rights, hurrah. Hurrah for the bonnie blue flag that bears a single star. As long as the Union was faithful to her trust, like friends and like brethren, kind were we and just. But now when northern treachery attempts our rights to mar, we hoist on high the bonnie blue flag that bears a single star. Hurrah, hurrah, for southern rights, hurrah. Hurrah for the bonnie blue flag that bears a single star.
From. But we're here now, trying to spread the good word that music was meant to be a participation sport, not just a spectator sport. So with the aid of our good friends here at White Springs, you get any guitar, mic, and out of this at all?
I don't know. Doesn't matter to me.
Can't hear any guitar, mic at all. Ah, well, what the heck. This here is a southern song. Any rebels? Any rebels out there? Aye, there would be. Any Yankees out there? Two of you? That's it? Canadians? Ah, well, we're going anyway.
First gallant South Carolina nobly made her stand. Then came Alabama, who took her by the hand. Next quickly Mississippi, Georgia, and Florida. All raised on high the bonnie blue flag that bears a single star. Hurrah, hurrah, for southern rights, hurrah. Hurrah, for the bonnie blue flag that bears a single star. Ye men of valor, gather round the banner on the right. For Texas and fair Louisiana, join us in our fight. And Davis, our brave president, and Stevens, statesman rare. All rally round the bonnie blue flag that bears a single star. Hurrah, hurrah, for southern rights, hurrah. Hurrah.
Yeehaw!
Yeehaw!
Whoa! let's have a quick mic check just to make sure everything's working.
Yeehaw.
Yours is working, mine is working. How about yours, Mr. Dog?
Oh, it's working. You're just not hearing the microphone because the monitors are way over there.
Oh, okay. Well, good. You hear me an awful lot. I can't hear you hardly at all.
That's usually the case, isn't it?
Okay, here's a song that is dedicated to the South's favorite general. Do you know who that was?
Take a guess. Robert E. Lee. No.
Good guess.
Take another guess.
Jackson.
Jackson. No. Take another guess.
Well, the thing that's
this is the general that saw to it that less Confederates were injured or killed than any other general in the history of the U.S.
Check, check, check.
Yeah, I guess that's working. Sure. I'm just not as vociferous as you.
Is this middle microphone? Is Mr. Mad Dog's microphone turned up enough
me?
There?
Am I here? Am I anywhere? Where
can you
am
hear
I?
Him?
I can hear me, but I'm standing right on top of
him. He sings this here song.
Yes, I do. And it'll be very difficult for them if they can't hear me. And I'll be upset, too.
You should learn the chorus to this after about the first three or four times.
So should I.
Anyway, this is dedicated to General George McClellan.
He was working for the Union at the time.
If you know your history, you'll realize that this famous Union general
is the man who invented the need for the AAA trip book, I tell you. Up one side, down the other.
General McClellan invented such military terms as retrograde advance, change of base.
The trumpet is sounding the call for the war. McClellan's our leader, he's gallant and strong. We'll gird on our armor and be marching along. Marching along, we are marching along. Gird on the armor and be marching along. McClellan's our leader, he's gallant and strong. For God and our country, we are marching along. And faith, we are marching along, marching along, we are marching along. Gird on the armor and be marching along. McClellan's our leader, he's gallant and strong. For God and our country, we are marching along. Our wives and our children, we leave in your care. We feel you will help them. It's hard thus to part, but we hope it won't be long. We'll keep up our heart as we're marching along. Marching along, we are marching along. Gird on the armor and be marching along. McClellan's our leader, he's gallant and strong. For God and our country, we are marching along. We sigh for our country, we mourn for our dead.
Thank you.
Of course, this lovely site is dedicated to Mr. Stephen Collins Foster.
Yeah, this was the site of the house that he was building right here.
This very place.
Hurricane Andrew struck again?
It sure did.
Oh, Lord.
And he didn't have no insurance.
I don't either.
Just like a lot of us now.
All this, it was a kit house. All this marble that you're sitting on was part of it. And the rest of it is over on the access for the
You mean this is primitive
line.
Lego?
Yeah, it was like a big Lincoln Log thing out of marble.
Stephen Foster's jigsaw puzzle.
Anyway, a lot of his songs were so well known that the soldiers made up their own words to them, but this is one that they didn't do that. They kept just as it come out the chute because it was used to razz the young recruits who were too immature to raise facial fur. Come, all of you young single men, don't ever give up in despair, for there's always a chance where there's life to capture the hearts of the fair. No matter what may be your age, you always may cut the fine dash. You will suit all the girls to a hair if you only get a mustache. A mustache.
Sing.
A mustache. If you only get a mustache. No matter for manners or style, no matter for birth or for fame, those things used to have something to do with young ladies changing their name. There's no reason now to despond or go and do anything rash, for you'll do it, you can't raise a cent if you only raise a mustache.
A mustache. A mustache.
If you only raise a mustache. Your head may be thick as a block,
I'll say,
and empty as any football. Oh, your eyes may be green as the grass, and your heart just as hard as the wall. You take the advice that I give, you'll soon have affections and cash. You will be all the rage with the girls if you only get a mustache.
A mustache. A mustache. If you only get a mustache.
I once was in sorrow and tears because I was jilted, you know.
Poor man.
So right down to the river I ran to quickly dispose of my woe. A good friend, he gave me advice and kindly prevented the splash. Now at home I've a wife and 10 heirs, all through a handsome mustache.
A mustache. A mustache. All through a handsome mustache.
Vigo and the Mustache Song. Go ahead, move your bench right in front there if you want.
Goodness.
Move it in front of the speakers.
He got 10 kids just from a mustache, huh?
10 kids through one mustache, that's what he said.
I'd better shave this off then, because I can't afford that many children.
No, that's not how it happens.
It's not?
No, it has something to do with chemistry.
I flunked chemistry.
Yeah,
genetics.
You sure did.
Genetics, you know.
Genetics,
Of genetic energy.
That was one of Stephen Foster's favorite songs, Genetics with the Light Brown Hair. Wasn't that one of his?
No, it's Genetic Annie, isn't it?
Well, here is another of Stephen's more plaintive tales about a little girl that got run over by a drayer's sledge in the middle of the...
Squish.
Squish. Squished her flat.
He was a friend of his, and... Thou wilt come no more, gentle Annie. Like a flower, thy spirit did depart. Thou art gone, alas, like the many that have blown in the summer of my heart. Shall we never more behold thee, never hear thy winning voice again? When the springtime comes, gentle Annie, when the wild flowers are scattered o'er the plain.
That's the chorus now. Next time it comes around, we expect you to sing.
Okay.
Or you'll have to sit out in the rain.
We have roamed and loved mid the bowers, when
when thy downy cheeks were in their bloom. Now I stand alone midst the flowers as they mingle their perfumes o'er thy tomb. Shall we never more behold thee, never hear thy winning voice again? When the springtime comes, gentle Annie, when the wild flowers are scattered o'er the plain. Oh, the days grow sad as I ponder near the silent spot where thou art laid, and my heart bows down when I ponder near the streams and the meadows where we stray. Shall we never more behold thee, never hear thy winning voice again? When the springtime comes, gentle Annie, when the wild flowers are scattered o'er the plain. When the springtime comes, gentle Annie, when the wild flowers are scattered o'er the plain.
I saw some of you singing. And now
today it would be muddy, Annie.
Sad, a sad tale about a fellow down in Alligator Alley. How many of you all know where Alligator Alley is?
It's in Florida, isn't
it? You know it? It's way down south, down right, run smack through the Everglades. And there was a fellow who lived down there, and he was driving his pickup truck along Alligator Alley. Just recently it happened. And he's just driving along, doing a little more than the speed limit, not much more, though, and one of them Florida Panthers. You heard of them? Them Florida Panthers tried to run across the road in front of his pickup truck. Smack! Oh, he got it. Killed it dead. He was mighty upset, too. He lived right there in the Everglades, and, you know, he'd never had too much experience with a lot of things, but he had experience with killing things, and I'll tell you, he smacked that panther good, and, of course, once it was dead, there was nothing he could do about it, so he threw it in the back of his old pickup truck, and he took it to his little old shack down one of those winding lanes there. And he skinned it. And he ate it. Cooked it up and ate it. Ate that Florida panther. Couldn't do much else with it. A little while later, a couple of weeks later, he had the hide on the wall there, and a friend of his, a game warden, come by his house, and he said they was having a beer or two and talking, and game warden noticed that Florida panther skin up on the wall and says, "You know what you got there?" He said, no, I don't know what I got there. He said, "That there was one of them Florida Panthers." "It is? I didn't know that." He says, "How'd you come to have that panther hide on your wall?" Well, and he told him the story, how he'd driven with his pickup truck, killed the panther, and ate it. Well, the game warden, he said, "We've been friends for a long time, Bubba, but I got to take you in. I got to take you before the judge." Well, he took him before the judge, and Bubba was real sorry, and everything. He explained the whole story out for the judge, how just driven along, had nothing to do with nothing, hit that panther. Panther run right out in front of him and told him how he'd taken it home, skinned it, and ate it. The judge was real sorry about all that, and he said, "Well, I can't see that we should fine you or anything, even if it is a endangered species, anything like that, so we're going to let you go." "Oh, thank you a lot, Judge, thank you a lot." And as Bubba was going out, the judge said, "Excuse me, Could you tell me what did that panther taste like? Can you tell me what it tasted like?" Bubba thought for a minute, scratched his old cheek, and said, "Well, it's a kind of cross between, halfway cross between boiled eagle and boiled manatee." Yeah. What did I say?
Is there anyone out there with a little Irish in them?
Ah, there's one. A couple over here.
Scots? Bourbon, buttermilk. Thank you.
land of songs at the warrior bar. Though all the world betrays thee, one sore at least thy right shall guard, one faithful heart shall praise thee.
Thing on the program here, and I know they'll be wanting to shut this stage down sometime before the water reaches about the level of these here ropes on this pole here. So thought I might mention to you that we do have this music is for sale. By golly, we do have tapes for sale. Unlike some of the other performers here, we have actually hand-knitted each one of these tapes out of my grandmother, hand-knit these one out of the very finest steel wool. Each hand tape, hand-knitted, handcrafted tape contains 15 songs of the Union and the Confederacy, all done by us, the 97th Regimental String Band. And by golly, it's not $100, it's not $50, but for only $10, you can have us in your home for the rest of your natural life. Isn't that the most nauseating proposition you've had in a long while? But I'll tell you, friends, not only do you get 15 songs of the Union and the Confederacy, done for you in fine style by us, the 97th Regimental String Band, but each and every tape can pay for itself in one night. I said each and every tape can pay for itself in one night. Well, here's how. You buy the tape, take it home, listen to it. If you are not, no, if you are delighted with it, stick it in your very own tape machine. Turn it on, let it play, let it cycle over and over again all through the night. And the very next morning, inspect your house carefully, and you will find that your home has been blessedly rid of all rats, roaches, mice, silverfish, ants crawling, germination cockroaches, and mole crickets, friends. The worst disaster to befall mankind. But wait, there is more. Do you want more? You mean to say you want more for your money? Well, don't high pressure me, friends. I will give you more. This tape can save your life. You know that traffic signal in your town? The one that's red all the time, no matter what time you get there. It seems no matter when you get there, day or night, morning or evening, it stays red forever and ever. Your family's hot and tired and cranky, on the verge of virtual expiration. Ready to, you didn't check their expiration date, did you? They're on the verge of expiration. They're gonna expire on you right there unless you get home, but that light has no mercy, does it? Stays red, doesn't it? While you're waiting there, a pickup truck pulls up in the lane next to you, driven by a teenager. Ooh, I said the T word. And it seems for all of a minute and a half, all you seem to be able to hear is... Has this happened to you?
Yeah!
You want to do something about it? Yeah. Well, you reach over into your glove compartment. Not for that .357 Magnum hidden in there. No, no, but for your spare copy of the 97th Regimental String Band. Stick this in your very own tape machine. Turn your volume up to stun. Roll your windows down and give that boy a taste of good old-fashioned music. That's what'll kill him or cure him. And do you know what's going to happen? He's not going to recognize that as music. No, he's going to think that something's gone wrong with his truck. And while he's out on his hands and knees looking for his chrome-plated muffler bearings, that light will finally change to green, and you can drive home with your family. So you see, friends, not only have we given you 15 songs of the Union and the Confederacy, all in fine style by us, the 97th Regimental String Band, not only have we rid your home of exotic infestations, but we have saved the lives of you and your posterity for prosperity. Friends, $10. We sell these tapes in this small shrine, temporary shrine to capitalism, right here on a dry corner. We always set up on a dry corner, friends. 97th Regimental String Band tapes. Don't leave home without them. We sell these tapes, but we don't even need the money from the sale of this tape.
However, the people we owe it to do.
Yeah, that's true. Thank you kindly. How much time we got left? Who's the timekeeper? 6 minutes? It's raining, you're not going anywhere.
I hear 35. Who made 44?
Hey, I'm fine. I've only been in.
Marching through Georgia?
Yeah. Okay.
We are not in a catatonic trance. I can't even say nothing. We are not in a catatonic trance. We are merely puzzling. We don't want to go over. What are the time? Who are the people in charge? Who's in charge?
When did you tell your parents you'd all be
home? Charge? Who's in charge? All right, we'll do a couple songs then, maybe. Such is the decision-making process.
You want to go for the hand. State it's in.
Ring the good old bugle, boys, we sing another song. Sing it with the spirit that will start the world along. Sing it as we used to sing it 50,000 strong. While we were marching through Georgia. Hurrah, hurrah, we bring you the lead. Hurrah, hurrah, the flag makes you free. So we sang the chorus from Atlanta to the sea. While we were marching through Georgia. How the darkies shouted when they heard the joyful sound. How the turkeys gobbled, which our cubs every found. How the sweet potatoes.
Don't do sweet potatoes, sorry.
The ground. While we were marching to Georgia.
Sing now.
Hurrah, hurrah, we bring you the lead. Hurrah, hurrah, the flag makes you free. So we sang the chorus from Atlanta to the sea. While we were marching to Georgia. Yes, and there were Union men who wept with joyful tears. Saw the honored flag they had not seen for years. Hardly could they be restrained from breaking forth in cheers. While we were marching to Georgia. Hurrah, hurrah, we bring jubilee. Hurrah, hurrah, the flag makes you free. So we sang the chorus from Atlanta to the sea. While we were marching to Georgia.
Sherman's dashing Yankee boys will never reach the coast. So the saucy rebels said, and 'twas a handsome boast. Had they not forgot, alas, to reckon with the host. While we were marching to Georgia.
Sing it now.
Hurrah, hurrah, we bring jubilee. Hurrah, hurrah, the flag makes you free. So we sang the chorus from Atlanta to the sea. While we were marching to Georgia.
No, I think that's the last one we're going to have time for, right?
No. We'll do one more.
Oh, okay.
Can you pay attention a few minutes ago?
What?
Oh. Tell them your family motto.
Be prepared.
No, 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 no.
No, my your family motto is I forgot. And now as we say, the hell with tradition. nation. We'll do it the way we've always done it.
So we made a thoroughfare for freedom and her train. 60 miles in latitude, 300 to the main. Treason went before us, for resistance was in vain. While we were marching through Georgia, hurrah, hurrah, we bring jubilee. Hurrah, hurrah, the flag makes you free. So we sang the chorus from the Atlantic to the sea. While we were marching
one
through
more
Georgia,
time, everybody. Have any requests? Goober Peas? Dixie? Okay, we'll do those two, Goober Peas and Dixie, okay?
Okay.
Now that you got your fiddle out.
Suits me.
Just play open strings.
Did you hear about the one-armed fisherman? He caught a fish this long. Did you hear about the little cookie who was crying? Want to know why?
Why?
Because his mom was away for so long. Think about it. These jokes will get you at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, they will.
I could have told
just
you
like
about
bad
this
lasagna.
Australian Aborigine who got a brand new boomerang for his birthday. Only he went crazy and tried to throw the old one away. If you got any worse jokes, you let me know. All right, got to teach you this song here now. It's about goobers. How many of you would not put a goober in your mouth? A nice, wet, juicy goober. You wouldn't. Oh, he looked around, didn't see any other hands. That's good. You got to learn about goobers, young'un. Goobers is nothing but boiled peanuts. Sometimes cooked with salt, sometimes not, but they're delicious any way you can get them. Repeat after me. Peas. 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 Peas.
Peas.
Eating.
Sitting by the roadside on a summer's day, chatting with my messmates, passing time away. Lying in the shadows underneath the trees, goodness how delicious, eating goober peas.
Sing.
Peas, 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 eating goober peas. Goodness how delicious, eating goober peas. When a horseman passes, the soldiers have a rule to cry out at their loudest, "Hey, mister, here's your mule." But another pleasure enchantinger than these is wearing out your grinders, eating goober peas. Peas, 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 eating goober peas.
Can't hear you now.
Goodness, how delicious, eating goober peas. Just before the battle, the general hears a row. He says, "The Yanks are coming. I hear their rifles now." He turns around in wonder, and what do you think he sees? The Georgia militia eating goober peas. Oh, peas, peas, peas.
What's the matter with him?
Goober peas. Goodness, how delicious, eating goober peas. I think my song has lasted almost long enough. The subject's interesting, but rhymes are mighty rough. I wish this war was over and free from rags and fleas. We kiss our wives and sweethearts and gobble goober peas. Oh, peas, 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 eating goober peas. Goodness, how delicious.
One more time, everybody.
Peas, 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 eating goober peas. Goodness, how delicious.
Thank you.
Good singing. Good singing. I like that.
Good jumping, too.
Good jumping. Vigo, you jump real well. Why in the world do you jump around like that when we sing that song?
That song reminds me I haven't had a pee in a week.
And I thought that puddle was rainwater. Silly me.
Well, I guess we'll do President Lincoln's favorite song.
President Lincoln's favorite song by his own admission.
No, his admission didn't like it.
His admission was $5. It's a sad song.
Yes, it is. The love song, actually. Most folks don't know that because they've never heard all five verses. You're in luck.
Starts with a yee-haw, though. You have to provide that. Let's hear it.
I wish I was in the land of cotton, oak, tons out of not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born, and early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die. Dixie, away, 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 away down south, Dixie.
Now here's the love story.
Oh, Mrs. Mary Willie Weaver, William was a gay deceiver. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. But when he put his arm around her, he smiled as fierce as a 40-pounder. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. And I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie. Away, away. His face was sharp as a butcher's cleaver, but that did not seem to grieve her. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Old Mrs. acted the foolish part, died for a man that broke her heart. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south of Dixie. Now here's a health to the next old missus and all the gals that long to kiss us. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. But if you want to drive away sorrow, come and hear this song tomorrow. Look away, look away, look away.
Now sing, y'all.
And I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie. Away, away.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this brings us to the actual real close of our program here on the Marble Stage. But do not despair. Take joy. Take great comfort from the fact that we will be appearing before you once again in all our splendiferous magnanimity. Yeah, that's all, folks. No. In all our magnanimity in these here uniforms on the main stage at 9:30. So come on down there and soak a foot with us.
There's buckwheat cakes and inchin batter, makes you fat or little fatter. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. And hoe it down and scratch your gravel, Dixieland, I'm bound to travel. Look away, look away, look away.
Last time, make it good.
And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land, I'll take my stand. Live and die in Dixie, away, away, away down south in Dixie, away, away, away down south in Dixie.
Now say yee-haw.
Thank you.
Lord.
Thank you much.
Woo! Thank you kindly. We'll do some more down there on the stage.